David, if I could say anything, I knew a guy who was a couple, when I, what was I? I was probably in college, and he was 55, and he was getting more tail from young guys than I was. So, you know, it's all about attitude, guys. It's all about your attitude.
You knew Big Fatty when you were in college?
No.
I just want to reiterate my whole theory here that was it Kevin? No, Beaver is the same, is Big Fatty.
Kim Beaver?
Yep, that's Big Fatty.
Actually, somebody said that they met Kim Beaver, and it's not Big Fatty.
I don't know. Look at this website. That's
Lordy,
my theory.
JP, you say this all the time, and it's not.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Was it Kevin? No, Beaver is the same, is Big Fatty.
Yes. Well, hello everyone. It is Kevin Beaver, and this is episode 925 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 17th of August, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, a little show. Yo, we're gonna head down into the Fat Cave and talk about the quiz programs. Yes, Kevin Beaver. Hello, Kimmies. Dear Gussie, y'all. Well, if I'm gonna be Kevin Beaver, then y'all can be the Kimmies. Oh, Big Freddy, that's lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely. And y'all, it sounds, by the way, that was the kids from the This Week in Homosexual. And y'all, that was JT. That JT, you know, he used to do about 15 podcasts. He didn't do shit anymore. Anyway, he has a theory that Big Freddy is none other than that Kim Beaver. But y'all, it's not true. No, Big Fatty. And y'all, I believe that JT is putting his money where his mouth is, and that there will be a new television program over there in the Faroe Islands. Y'all, I believe it is called CSI Torsvan. Big Fatty, you are retarded. Y'all, wouldn't you just love to see CSI Torsvan? maybe we can get a preview clip, because you know y'all, they are showing all the previews of the new shows and everything. But y'all, I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it's a busy day in the coal mine. Big Fatty finally finished a big project that he's been waiting to get all finished up. So I'm very, very happy about that. Now y'all, there has been much chitter chat about the investigative reporting that Dr. Stone did about Big Fatty giving up the gentleman callers. And y'all, let me just put it this way: if Big Fatty had to give up either bacon or gentleman callers, it would be bacon. Yes, Big Fatty. In fact, y'all, my most regular gentleman caller, I'm not going to play the music, because that indicates to the old gal that she can fast forward, and you know, no, Big Patty, make her listen. But y'all, my most regular gentleman caller came over Sunday, yesterday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. He just laughed as I sit down in front of the micro hoist. Big Fatty, you've got it. And if you got it, yes, give it. And you heard Anthony. Anthony over there at the This Week in Homosexual say that he knew a 55-year-old that got more tail than he did when he was in college. And y'all, I don't know if that says more about the 55-year-old. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I've had to stand up for a second. But anyway, I don't know if that says more about the 55-year-old or the poor Anthony. So anyway, y'all, I am way behind. I am way behind on the bacon calendar. Y'all, I'm a week behind, in fact. So let's just go. I tell you what. We will catch up on this in just a few minutes. But, y'all, there was, yes, Big Freddy, we need to get in the Fat Cave and talk about the quiz programs. Yes!
Another groovy day in Gotham City. and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
This just into the BFO Pride 48 update desk. The State of the Station show for Monday.
Bob, Big Freddy, you fucked it up. You just fucked it up.
To the Fat A-B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct, except when Big Fatty can't talk. And y'all, just for those of you, I know there were huddled masses in the Pride 48 chat room last night for the State of the Station little show, and y'all, nothing happened. But y'all, quite frankly, Big Fatty forgot all about it. And Big Fatty wasn't the only one that forgot all about it. Y'all, that author down there in the future, y'all, he goes, "Dear Gussie, I never crossed my mind that we were supposed to do a little show." But anyway, but y'all, there you have it. But hopefully that is not the State of the Station. Although y'all, the state of most everything nowadays is forgetfulness. Let me just tell you. What's that word I'm looking for? Big Freddy, I don't know. but anyway, y'all, let's talk about the quiz programs for a little bit. Y'all, there's a new one coming on called The Buried Treasure. And y'all, it is kind of like I've just seen one little commercial for it. But y'all, it appeared to be a combination of the Antiques Roadshow and Hoarders, if you can imagine such a thing. But y'all, they take these experts. Y'all, that is the remainder of my calzone that I got at the Mellow Mushroom. Y'all, it was the chicken and the mozzarella cheese and what do you call those things? Not green peppers, but the banana peppers. That's it. And onions. And y'all, they are speaking to me like there's no tomorrow. And y'all, by the way, if you're in need of a recipe on how to caramelize onions, Moose P's got a great recipe, y'all. You can ask him about it. And so anyway, like I say, it appears that they take these experts into people's junky homes, up into their attics or their cellars or wherever. Perhaps it's into their tornado, the storm cellar or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, y'all, they go up there, and then these experts, they find junk up there that's worth $1 million or something like that. I just don't know. It looks interesting, though, but it's called Buried Treasure, I think. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe that's what it's called. But now, y'all, I'm watching the Hades Kitchen, and y'all, that's got that Gordon Ramsay on there. Y'all, he is giving them hell, and y'all, I'm gonna say right now, I think the big fat girl's gonna win it. I don't know what her name is, so I'm gonna call her the big fat girl. So. And y'all, would you like to know why I'm going to call her that? Because, yes, Big Freddy, because she listens to the BFO. No, she doesn't. Anyway, y'all, and then later on, as soon as the little show is over, y'all, they are going to have the finale. The finale of the Master Chef. And y'all don't have any idea who's going to win, but I don't think it's going to be the woman. I think it's going to be one of the two men. And y'all, Christian, the fisherman from up there in the Massachusetts, up there now, Brian from Boston, and the boss boy, y'all, and the gay cowboy. I think he's up there. I think he and the boss boy honk the bobo together. But anyway, y'all, I think he's from up there somewhere. And y'all, he's got an attitude. He's got an attitude. He's arrogant. Arrogant. And y'all, that'll go so far. But you know, when that Gordon Ramsay, is on a show, you know, there's only room for so much attitude. Yes, McFreddy, move forward. So anyway, but y'all, the thing I really want to talk about is the Big Brother. Because y'all, I am just going to tell you. I've bit my tongue. I have bit my tongue since last Thursday. So if you haven't watched the eviction ceremony and the episode on Sunday night, y'all just get ready, because I'm gonna blow it out, y'all, and it's coming out of my pie hole, not my other one. Big Patty, please. Anyway, y'all. They had the, you know, LaJuan volunteered to be evicted, and y'all, because he thought he was going to get some superpower. He thought he was going to become the Black Hornet or something like that. I don't know. Maybe he thought the Black Hornet was could come in and sting him. He could just sting him out of the Big Brother house. I don't know. But y'all, what he didn't know is there was no superpower, and he was going to have to compete against America's choice of the four earlier evicted house guests. And y'all, that first guy whose name I don't remember, and that girl whose name I don't remember, they were out immediately. They were just out immediately. And y'all, it was down to that Brendan and that Dominic. And y'all, Big Fatty wanted Dominic to come back in, because y'all, I've had it with the Brendan. I've had it with the Brunchel. I have just had it. And damn it, America, you are on my list. You are on my list, because that Brunchel should not have been reunited. Because, y'all, it is nothing but a whine fest. And, oh, Brendan, ew, 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 you walk on water, ew. Oh, God, I can't stand it. But, y'all, then the best thing, y'all, it was so lovely. Y'all, you know, that Miss Bacon was talking about the lemon meringue pie. Y'all, speaking of that, they on the Master Chef, they had to make a lemon meringue pie, and the judges didn't like either of their meringues. Yo, make ready. And Miss Kathy wouldn't have liked to meet them. But anyway, y'all, what was I saying about that? Oh, there was some humble pie being consumed at the head of household, because y'all, sorry, Rachel, you are out of the game. Sorry, Jordan, you are out of the game. Sorry, Brendan, you are out of the game. Sorry, Jeff, you are out of the game. Sorry, rough looking lesbian woman, you are out of the game. What's his name? Adam, you are out of the game. And y'all, then it came down to that other girl who I don't remember, and Evil Dick's daughter, Danielle. And y'all, Danielle is like, I don't do good on these number games. But y'all, she won. She won, and I was so happy. And then she put up that rough looking woman, and that Adam. And y'all, I know who won the power of veto, and needless to say, later tonight, you're going to really enjoy watching this episode. That's all I'm going to say. That's just all I'm going to say, other than I'm pissed as hell with America. Yes, Big Fatty, you've made that very clear. But anyway, y'all, the other thing I want to talk to you about is the wipeout. Y'all, the wipeout is... You know, also in that opening clip of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Seder 69? He was mumbling in the background about something. I don't know what he was talking about. You know, he's talking like he's got an impaler in his mouth or something. Anybody? But anyway, y'all, what was I going to say about that? Oh, the wipeout. You know, he's fallen in love with the wipeout. Y'all, Dr. Stone has fallen in love with the wipeout also. And y'all, if you enjoy the wipeout as well, y'all, I want you to go get your pencil, because I've got something for you to write down. Big Freddy, you've got to play some pencil getting music. Yeah, guys, see, y'all, I want you to write this down, because, y'all, it's about the wipeout. And, y'all, you can be on the wipeout. Yes, Big Freddy, I don't want to be on the wipeout, but you, yes. But, y'all, if you want to, it's something, it's kind of like that jib jab. It's like that jib jab, y'all, the jib jab. You know what the jib jab is? Y'all, it is called wipe out yourself. Big Freddy, when you say it, it is vulgar. It is vulgar, man, on the Cheerios. But, y'all, it's the www.wipeoutyourself, and that's all one word, y'all. I don't believe Merriam-Webster recognizes that as one word, but wipeoutyourself.com. And, y'all, you can go put your head on there and get your ass kicked by the big balls. Big Freddy, that just sounds lovely. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, believe it or not, today, the 17th of August, y'all, is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for someone who listens to the little show, and they're going to be in Vegas, y'all. They are going to be in the Las Vegas, and y'all, it is none other. Now, can you guess who it is, huh? Can you guess who it is? Here's a hint. Tooth. Big Freddy, most of the people that listen to you don't have teeth. Anyway, y'all, it is none other than the Mola Man, dear Gussie, Big Freddy, oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, this is not just any birthday for the Mola Man, y'all. This is a monumental birthday. It is a huge Big Freddy, just make him feel like he's 100 or something like that. Well, he's almost. You might as well. He's almost 100, y'all. He's very close. He's very. Today, y'all. Today, the Mola Man turns 50. Yes, Big Freddy, that's lovely.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, Gussie, and Mola Man, let me just say, the 50s are damn good, you know, as that Anthony says, you know, you'll get plenty of ass in your 50s. Oh, Big Freddy, please. Y'all, let's catch up on the bacon calendar like I was going to do at the beginning of today's early show, and I didn't, because, you know, I'm Kevin Beaver, and I put things off. For last Wednesday, it was gourmet bacon popcorn is on the menu at the Lobby Lounge in the Showplace Icon Theater in the Chicago's. Y'all, dear Gussie, popcorn is tossed with bacon-infused butter and cubes of bacon and served in a porcelain bowl for only $3. Y'all, that sounds lovely. I wonder if that Tom and Terry... Oh, dear Gussie, if they've ever been to the Showplace Icon Theater and had the bacon popcorn. Y'all, for Thursday, Boca Java Coffee Company offers a maple bacon morning coffee. It combines the flavors of sweet maple and smoky bacon. And for last Friday, Oscar from The Odd Couple said, listen, he was driving us all crazy with his napkins and his ashtrays and his bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches. All of you said so. Well, y'all, you know, the best part of a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich, y'all, it certainly is not the mayonnaise, is it?
Was it Kevin? No, Beaver is the same, is Big Fatty.
Yes, Beaver is the best part of a BLT. Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.